In the Brazos County cattle auction, ranchers hunch in their seats, peering at the offerings. Check shirts, worn jeans, cowboy hats and baseball caps are the order of the day. Sales are brisk. Out on the ranch, nothing has grown for months. Feed is expensive, and even watering cattle is getting tough. This is the wrong time of year to sell, but says auction owner Pete Scarimoto, many have little choice.
It really hurts their pride, and a lot of them, these cows are not in the condition. You know, they don't have as much meat on them. They don't look as fleshy and as pretty as they normally do, and a lot of them are just, they're disgusted with themselves for just the way these cows are looking right now.
Under a corrugated iron roof, hundreds of head of cattle wait for auction in the heaving Texas heat. Texans are big on understatement, but the drought is hurting. All around, on the walkway above the cattle pens, grizzled ranchers swap tales of sky-high feed prices, shrinking herds, and dry, dry days. Stanley McBride walks the pens. Today, he's selling cattle too expensive to feed.
One week here they had 900 cows, or somewhere around that. They sold from about 12 to 6, I think. The drought, you know, it's putting the pressure on everybody.
Twisting his pickup truck around his 3,000-acre ranch, Jim Selman has seen the good weather come and go. The land has been in his family since the Civil War. Now, the soil beneath his tires is hard and hot and dry.
I'm not an advocate of the world warming deal at all. It has been warm the last little bit, but this winter it wasn't warm. And so I think that's a bunch of bull.
The weather people say this is the worst ever for Texas. It's never been this bad.
I certainly believe that. Now, the 50s was really bad, but I think we're just as bad, and records show that we're hotter and drier than we were in the 50s.
But no one, if they can possibly help it, ever leaves their land.
Not by choice. The old history of the cowboys and all, it's changed considerably. It's not the romantic West that you see in the movies. But there's a mystique in the way you live. You just have a different philosophy of life than you do in the cities.
The immediate cause of the drought is La Niña, a once every 10 years weather disturbance that has seen floods, crippling snow, tornadoes and, of course, drought harry the continental United States. Even within Texas, the contrasts are baffling. Mark Welch of the state's A&M University.
We're seeing lots of variations in weather. We're here in Texas where we're suffering from extreme drought conditions, where we can go 5 or 6 hours to our east, and we're seeing flooded farmland, levees having to be released to keep from cities from flooding, and difficulty getting a corn crop in the ground because it's too wet.
In the central blacklands of Texas, the freight trains stretch from one end of the horizon to the other. Underfoot, by the side of the road, brown grass crackles. In the distance, there's a golf ball water tower glinting in the hazy sun. Archie Abramite farms these acres.
I'd say that this is probably the toughest that I've seen in my lifetime. This one is very, very depressing in terms of knowing that you're not going to have a yield. You're not able to capture some of the best markets that we've had in a lifetime. It just adds to the frustration.
These are hideous times for those who make their living off the Texas soil. Very few have left the land. That's not the Texas way. But things will be different next year if there is no rain to come.